right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So the Astros get started back up tomorrow night, Seattle. It's a big series with Seattle, man. Seattle is 5 games back, but they're playing some really good baseball going into the break. The Astros, the exact opposite. They were playing poorly going into the break. So 3-game setup in Seattle this weekend. So we'll keep eyes on that. ESPN, they did this earlier this year, Seth. I'm guessing they're doing this at each quarter poll of the season. Bradford Doolittle is one of their baseball writers. And they are kind of taking inventory of the various awards around Major League Baseball using a scoring system called AXE, A-X-E, where they factor in things like wins above replacement and from Fangraphs and from Baseball Reference.
Is this sponsored by Axe Body Spray?
That would be awesome. Is that still a thing? Is Axe Body Spray?
We're going to be big with the skanks with this one. Yeah. I think Axe is still, I think they've blossomed out into other things other than just body spray.
They have
shampoo and stuff now.
Did you see, I don't want to get too far off on a tangent. There's an Alabama football player at SEC Media Days named Caden Proctor. He's an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. He said yesterday he has 170 bottles of cologne.
Holy crap.
He's a college student with 100. I don't think I could use 100. I know I couldn't use 170 bottles of cologne for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I feel like you need to pick a cologne and stick with it so that people associate you with that scent.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're a cologne guy. I'm not a cologne guy.
I have cologne. I don't wear it all the time, but I do wear it when Amy and I go out. I let her pick because she's the person who my odor matters the most to.
Right.
So I have one of the Gucci's. I think I have Gucci Guilty or something like that. I've got there right next to the. Oh yeah.
Sounds mysterious, Sean.
Dude, the bad boy wears Gucci Guilty, man.
Yeah, women are like, why is he? What's he guilty of?
Why
does that intrigue me so much?
Right, right.
I want a good man. Right. But deep down inside, I know I don't.
And ironically,
I want Sean Pendergast.
Ironically, I'm wearing this cologne to impress the one person who knows everything I'm guilty of.
Yeah.
There's no mystery for Amy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. This is what we'll say. Sure.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying,
that's
what Seth.
That's what we'll claim.
That's what I'm going with. So, at any rate, the rating system that ESPN is using, unlike, I feel like last season, there was zero Astro involvement in any of the honors. I mean, they were a very average baseball team, really, for most of the year. Each of the 4 big awards, there is an Astro, and at least in the top 4 right now, for each of the big awards. The American League MVP, right as of right now, according to the AXE scoring system, would be Aaron Judge. No big surprise there. Cal Raleigh, number 2, equally unsurprising. Bobby Witt Jr., number 3, okay, good player. Number 4, even having missed a couple of weeks, Jeremy Peña, Houston Astros, is number 4 in this MVP scoring system right now.
The big one, especially when you're comparing guys across different positions, is people love to look at WAR. So whichever version of WAR of wins above replacement that ESPN uses, Aaron Judge is still healthily in the lead at number 1. This is actually MLB.
They use Baseball Reference and Fangraphs in this rating.
They combine it.
They use both of them to come up with their score here. Yeah,
I mean Peña is still tied for 6th in MLB in wins above replacement.
That's impressive.
Having missed all that time,
because that's not a stat where you're just taking a percentage or an average. That's a cumulative stat that piles up the more you play.
Yeah,
and that's impressive that he's still in the top 6 for WAR. So he's 4th on this right now for MVP. I'll point out, too, in the National League, you know who's 4th? Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is 4th in the National League right now for this rating. Shohei Ohtani is Shohei Ohtani and Kyle Tucker's teammate, Pete Crow Armstrong, are in a dogfight right now.
I'll tell you what.
Shohei
the fun thing
wins.
Is, month by month, not that I'm doing this out of pettiness or anything, but it is interesting. Whether you're an Astros fan, a Cubs fan or not, it's interesting to compare now the fate of Cam Smith and Kyle Tucker. And, you know, Kyle Tucker, I mean, he started off this season on an absolute tear. He's still playing very, very well, but he's come down back to more of the normal version of Kyle Tucker, which is a very, very good baseball player.
Yeah, very
but
good.
Cam Smith keeps month by month creeping up to being about, you know, last month and in July, he's a lot closer to Kyle Tucker than obviously he was earlier in the season.
His name will come up later in this segment, I will tell you that, in a very glowing way. American League, okay. Does this surprise you? two Astros in the top five right now for Cy Young. Framber Valdez is ahead of Hunter Brown. Not by much, just by a point. But Framber Valdez is tied with Joe Ryan of the Twins. Tarik Skubal is the leader. Garrett Crochet of the Red Sox is number two. Framber and Joe Ryan of Minnesota tied at three, 1 point ahead of Hunter Brown, who's sitting at five right now.
I'm a little bit surprised just because Hunter Brown in every other list, every other power ranking, all-star voting, everything else, Hunter Brown is just gets a lot more attention and love than Framber Valdez.
He didn't make the all-star team,
right,
Framber Valdez.
Right.
It's crazy.
And that part of it, it's just packed with good pitchers in the AL this year. But it's the first time I think maybe I've seen on any list people putting Framber above Hunter this year. Hunter has just gotten more admiration and stuff like this than Framber has.
Well, and I think and this probably, though, if there's recency bias, reflects maybe what the trust level is in each of these guys right now in the eyes of Astro fans. Framber's been better over the recent part here than Hunter Brown has been. Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez both in the top five for American League Cy Young. Did you have something you want to say? You look like you're about
to say
something.
I just didn't see how what are they using to create this list?
It's an Axe rating that they use. I'll read exactly what this is.
It's assessments made by the betting markets, the Award Watch, right?
I'll read. Axe is a rating system developed to combine the results from the leading publicly available value metrics to create a consensus evaluation of each player. That includes B-War, F-War, win probability added, and championship probability added. The ratings for each system are combined using standard scores and weighted to best fit the current standard. I don't have the formula in front of me, Seth, but those are the metrics.
That's right. I just got confused, though, because they also mentioned the voters in one of the paragraphs in the intro. So I just didn't know where the human element came into
it. I don't know that there is one. So American League Rookie of the Year, Cam Smith is a big mover in this thing. He's up to third. He's only 5 points in this rating system. Back of Jacob Wilson is understandably the front runner. Carlos Narvaez of the Red Sox is number two. And then Cam Smith is number three. And they actually write about Cam Smith here. He's the biggest mover of all these guys, Seth, in the last quarter of the season. And that feels like it matches the eye test, right? Like Cam Smith, since the middle of May, has been on a tear. They say this: Smith has mashed his way into prominence, but he's proven to be a well-rounded young hitter despite just 32 games of minor league experience. Alas, his surprising .277 batting average is driven by a 378 batting average for balls in play, which means he's gotten a little bit of luck along the way. Those numbers should be a little more even. However, Smith has just 7 homers, and if his game power starts to match his raw power, he can easily replace any loss in batting average with a gain in slugging. That all matches up.
That's where he parallels Kyle Tucker a little bit in just that, we saw Kyle early on. Remember Kyle? Now, Kyle Tucker was not nearly as good in his rookie year as Cam Smith has been, but he also, even after he started to get good, the power just didn't show up. He was hitting stuff to the warning track with alarming consistency earlier in his career, and then the power showed up. But just as it is with everything else with Cam Smith, he just seems to be on a warp speed pace.
It's crazy.
On climbing up through this. And it is that article that I think Chandler did about Cam Smith a couple weeks ago was
Ken Rosenthal.
It was on The Athletic, but it was Ken Rosenthal with all these different coaches just kind of gushing about his work ethic. Bagwell talked about it on the broadcast this weekend too, but just how quick he is to learn things, and you teach him something and immediately he's putting it to work in the batting cage and having success with it. And that's a stark difference from the way that, say, A.J. Hinch felt about Kyle Tucker early in his career.
Yes.
They were not a fan of the way Kyle Tucker operated. And that he lacked a sense of urgency compared to other Astros. Cam Smith fits in much more in the mold of those golden era Astros than even Kyle Tucker himself.
That would have been a different kind of article back in the day on Kyle Tucker. Manager of the Year, last one. This is ESPN using their rating system that combines a ton of different metrics. A.J. Hinch is the front runner, which makes sense. Joe Espada, number two on this list. Joe Espada, number two for Manager of the Year, and I think Joe's done an incredible job this year.
I think for AJ Hinch to win Manager of the Year, obviously there's kind of a big redemption story there. Compared to how people felt about him in 2020.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder, especially amongst baseball insiders, that people, compared to fan bases, people in baseball have very much forgotten about 2017. And I think as time goes by, they definitely don't blame AJ Hinch for it. They know that AJ Hinch wasn't driving it and he really wasn't a fan of it, but there's only the dynamics of a baseball manager in baseball. It's a lot different than a football coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
And what have you. So, I think that unless AJ Hinch really falls off, I think he's very ironically the sentimental favorite amongst a lot of the voters. They might know AJ Hinch a little, yeah. And they're just like, yeah, you know what, this guy got a raw deal in a lot of ways, and look, you got to really tip your cap to this, what he's done with the Tigers.
I'm curious if you, and I'm curious if Astro fans feel the same way I do about AJ Hinch. My number one thing going into the postseason, obviously, will be to root for the Astros to win the World Series. Mm-hmm. Short of the Astros winning the World Series, my second thing I would be rooting for would be for AJ Hinch to win the World Series again. I think I think it's already to a degree a redemption story, especially that he's doing it with this team where he is viewed as a huge reason, A, why they even got into the playoffs last year, let alone beat the Astros in the wild card round. And obviously he's being viewed as a huge reason why they've got the best record in the American League right now. I would love to see that story because I like AJ Hinch. And I wish that he had stopped the sign stealing. That's the only thing I would criticize him for, is smashing a TV was not enough. And I think that's why he got punished and he got fired. But people make mistakes. I'm all about second chances. I would love for this story, again, as long as it's, as long as the Astros are eliminated from the conversation.
Yeah.
I would love for AJ Hinch to, I think it'd be an awesome story for him to win a World Series somewhere else.
The big thing about AJ Hinch stopping the sign stealing and the dynamic that's different in baseball than a lot of the other sports, especially football, because I know football, what it's like in a locker room, mm-hmm. and everything, is that in baseball, the veteran players are, they drive the show in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
There's an element of teamwork between the manager and the veteran players. And when your veteran players like Carlos Beltran, the guys that you specifically bring in to provide
they
leadership,
brought him in, yeah.
and create a culture and everything, it sounds like a way more complex dynamic than simply, well, the manager should have put an end to it.
For sure. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, up next, we do this sometimes. When I come across bad takes, it's not a Friday yet. I've got a Take-A-Mania preview. We've got a couple of takes, one from Steve Sarkisian. And also, is this a bad take, or is this just an indicator that maybe the younger crowd isn't nearly as into lists as I am? We'll determine. And
it's a bad take.
We'll preview it coming up next.